2025. Transmisión especial.
Estamos empezando esta transmisión especial del tercer día del Corona Capital por Convoy Network y Chilango Radio. Y tenemos una entrevista empezando con los chicos de Cadáver.
Hola.
How are you guys? Oh, no. You've got some Spanish right there.
No, that was it.
That was it? Okay. Well, you already know German, right?
Yeah.
And English. So
English, yeah. French.
French as well?
Just name it.
We only know Spanish.
We only know Spanish and
yeah.
Barely English, so yeah. We'll speak in English. How are you guys? How has Mexico City been treating you?
Great so far. Yeah, we got a day off yesterday. Check out Condesa in Roma.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you have
it?
Yeah. Okay, did you have anything like interesting to eat, for instance?
But nothing that we didn't know before, but a lot of good things.
Okay, that's great. That's great.
So you're playing today. You were just ending wrapping up your sound check. How are you feeling right now with the sun, the heat, the high, the dry air that's been flowing in the city?
It's a little unusual. We're coming from Berlin where it's turning winter.
Yeah.
It's always a little weird to come back to a hot temperature. But yeah. We are excited for the show.
Amazing. You're touring your new album as well, which is like a little bit of a turn in your sound and your style, because it's not as tough and as heavy as you used to be. How's that been going with you, with your new era, if you want to call it that?
Well, actually, so you're talking about I Just Want to Be a Sound.
Yeah.
This record we put out in May, and it was kind of an experiment. It's like it's our pop record, and that was the experiment. And in the meantime, we have released another record.
I saw it yesterday, which is coming back to your roots in a way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would say in the pandemic we kind of entered an experimental phase where we try to explore different soundscapes and different musical styles. And after I Just Want to Be a Sound, which was probably the climax of that development, we were finally ready to get back to known waters, so to speak.
Okay.
I wanted to ask you about that, because your last record, there was this question, or there was this thing about humanity destroying Earth and not knowing whether to save it or not. Should we be saved as human beings? And I wanted to ask you, like, since you released this new record, have you come up with an answer yourselves as to what should happen to us humans in this world?
Oh.
And what should we do? I know it's heavy, right?
It's a big question. It's a big question, because I think there's always good and bad forces in humanity. And right now it feels there's a little too much bad forces.
Yes, it does.
I don't know. I would say, like, if you look back in the last couple of thousand years, or like known history,
yes,
the hope is that it balances out over time.
Yeah, at least there's change, right?
But yeah, it looks a little shitty right now.
It does, but like it creates a great opportunity to release more art into this world, to get to know each other a little bit better. You know, dark times bring bright music.
Yeah. I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
Maybe we can answer the question in the next album.
Oh, right? That would be great. Yeah. That would be great. Yeah.
And then you ask us the question.
Yeah. I want to ask you as well, since how do you stay updated with music nowadays? Do you listen to new projects? What's exciting to you right now?
I recently... So at home, I have two kids, and they don't like me listening to music. And I kind of accepted it for a while.
Yeah.
And when we were on tour in Europe last month, I was at an after show party, and the DJ was playing soul music, blasting soul music really loud over the speakers.
Yeah.
And I kind of had this little vision And I decided to like put my record player back in place because my sound system at home is fucked.
Okay.
So the objective for the next year is expand my soul record collection and blast loud music at home.
That's awesome. Great. Yeah. You got inspired by it.
Yeah.
That's really great. What type of soul music? Who comes to mind?
So the type of music I didn't know a lot of the songs was like drum and bass heavy, danceable, dirty, grooving sounds.
That's great.
Like the rougher side of soul music.
Yeah, yeah.
Which totally got me at that moment.
There's like a point of connection between heavy music and like heavy electronic music or soul music, right?
I would say so. Like in terms of groove and like
and roughness.
Groove and roughness. Yeah, that's probably the
link. Yeah, totally. What have you been listening to?
Do you mean
to?
Rhythm section?
Yes.
Rhythm section.
That's
exactly.
What you mean, yeah, brother.
In terms of movies or series or books, do you find anything inspiring lately that helps you making music and finding a philosophy? I put you on the spot.
No, it's okay. You can take your time.
So, right now, the time that I watch TV is when the kids are in bed and my wife and I like probably just want to flip the switch over.
Yeah.
And so it's rather entertainment for me. Like the things that I've watched was The Studio, for example, and I loved it. I wouldn't say that it inspired me musically, but it was just fun to watch.
Seth Rogen, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
yeah. I usually can't turn my brain off watching movies or series because I get like 5 minutes into a new episode and I just want to listen to music. And I said, like, no, I prefer listening to a record rather than watching a movie like with my brain off. But yeah, I wanted to ask you that because I think right now in pop music there is like a turn of trying to do scores and soundtracks and. You know Charlie XCX? Have you listened to her? You know the name? Like a big pop star that it's all over the world. But now she's trying to do... Well, she's doing the score for a movie that's releasing next year. So I wanted to ask you that because I think psychedelia specifically has a really cinematic style to it. You build up songs.
There's a narrative.
Yeah, and it's really visual. So...
True, and it was also made back then in the 60s and 70s and the 80s as well, like with bands like Goblin. Even Can did.
Yeah.
Pink Floyd did a couple of experimental music scores. That could be a next project for us.
Yeah.
That's a good idea, yeah.
That would be amazing. Turning to a band like Goblin who made like soundtracks for amazing films like Suspiria.
Yeah,
that would be freaking amazing. Yeah, totally. I wanted to ask you, now that you mentioned Ken, actually, like, I wanted to ask you about, like, I've never been to Berlin, for instance, but, like, how is the scene section? Because right now I think of Berlin, I only think about electronic music, like techno mecca of the world, for instance. But there's also this very, very psychedelic and very rock infused past. So how is Berlin right now for you guys, like musically? Does it still have those like two souls in there?
Yeah, I would say those two souls are still there. My perspective is I don't think it's getting easier for musicians on either side.
Okay.
There's a lot of money coming into the city, and you probably know it from Mexico City.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't get easier to make art
and live.
When we came to Berlin 20 years ago, it was like was a little different. And we see this in different cities as well. Like we've been to Austin, for example, a lot of times, and we came back 10 years after, and it, everything is a lot more corporate.
Yeah.
And I think no one likes it.
No, music has turned super corporate. That is true. I think it's important to be like the resistance in that way.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm really excited to see you guys later on.
Just to wrap up, I wanted to ask you, you said that you sort of came back to the original sound and the music you really like. Is it different to play it now? Is it more exciting after the experimental pop phase you have? Well, pop, quote-unquote.
I would say we, like through this experiment, we take a lot of ideas with us, and it comes into play even while reconnecting to your older side. Mm. So it's this full circle moment right now.
That's great.
We enjoy things that we were known for in a new level.
Yeah, totally different. Yeah.
Yeah.
But the two sides are here to stay.
Exactly.
That's great. And you're playing.
That's what we are finding out right now.
Okay.
Yeah. Like.
And your set's gonna have both of those sides, right?
Our set is very short today, so we'll try our best, but maybe a bit more of the older
side. The older side.
Okay, but okay. Yeah, it's 35 minutes. This is...
Yeah. It's short. It's a short... Yeah.
So we cannot wait to come back for our next Mexico show, and it's gonna be very soon.
A solo show.
Yeah.
That's great news for our fan base, because like in Convoy we've got a lot of Cadaver fans, so they're gonna be really excited to know this.
Yeah, so we are very, very close to announcing that.
To sealing the deal. Yeah. Probably next year, right?
Probably.
Okay. Yeah. Well, thank you guys. You've been amazing. I hope you have a great day today.
Yeah, you too. Thank you so much. Thanks for having us, guys. Yeah.
Vamos a ir con una canción. Esto es de su nuevo álbum. Se llama Stick It. Eso fue Cadaver en Convoy Chilango desde el Corona Capital.